prevail.
Could we put Matthew chapter 16, verse 13 up, please? I'm going to speak today about the kingdom of God and the bit of scripture that the Lord has highlighted to me for today is, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail. Amen?
Amen.
So I feel I'm sharing today, but also I feel as a body we're declaring and we are prophesying this today into the atmosphere, into the surrounding atmosphere of Livingston, West Lothian, Scotland, UK, and the world. I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail. Amen?
Amen.
Let's just close our eyes and let's just pray. Father God, we choose this morning to fix our eyes on you, Father God. Thank you that you are in control, that you know the end from the beginning and the beginning from the end. You are all-knowing, you are sovereign, you are merciful, you are gracious, you are kind, you're also a judge. You're also a jealous God. And Lord Jesus, we just pray against any fear in this place today, Father. We just bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. And we just pray that we will fix your eyes on you this morning, Lord. We just pray for open hearts, Lord. Father God, where there's anxiety or turmoil or depression within us, Lord Jesus, I just speak your peace. Your peace, Lord Jesus, that passes all understanding over every each heart and mind here today, Lord. And over the airways, Lord. Your peace, Lord. May we hear your voice today, Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, speak to us. Speak to us, Lord. Speak into every situation that might trouble us or concern us, Lord Jesus. And we declare just stillness to that storm right now. In the name of Jesus. May your kingdom come and your will be done. Thank you, God, that you are building your church, Lord. And the gates of hell will not prevail. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Just need to keep track of the time so I don't go up. Carrying too long. So, Matthew 16, verse 13. Jesus went to the territory near the town of Caesarea Philippi, where he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" "Some say John the Baptist," they answered. "Others say Elijah," while others say Jeremiah, "or some other prophet." "What about you?" he asked them. "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Verse 17. "Good for you, Simon, son of John," answered Jesus, "for this truth did not come to you from any human being, but it was given to you directly by my Father in heaven. And so I tell you, Peter, you are a rock, and on this rock foundation, I will build my church, and not even death will ever be able to overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. What you prohibit on earth will be prohibited in heaven, and what you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven." Amen. Thank you, God, for your word. Do you know what? It takes the stress out of things, doesn't it? When in his word, Jesus says, "I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail. Phew! Thank goodness we're not doing the building. Mm-hmm. But hallelujah, he invites us in to co-labor with us and to do the work together as a team. When you look back at the church history, the church has always been. Wars have came and have gone, but the church is that solid rock and it still stands today, and it will stand forevermore until Jesus comes back. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. What great comfort we have, knowing when we accept Jesus into our hearts, we are building our life on a rock. Solid rock. Solid ground, not sinking sand. You know that parable in the New Testament, the man who built his house on the sand and the wind and the waves came and the house was demolished because the foundation wasn't right. So important to build our lives on the foundation. What is the foundation? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the solid rock. He is our solid rock. When wars come, turmoil, disease, affliction, grief, illness, praise God, we can hold on to Jesus through it all. He is that solid rock. The word here, church, in the new, we so often, I think of maybe the word church as, you know, like a building we go to. Oh, church, we're going to church today. Are you going to church tomorrow? I'll pick you up to take you to church. But in the New Testament, the word church as a building is never used. It's the word ecclesia, which means the called out community of people. It's this whole idea of community. Obviously, over time, the word has evolved and moved the emphasis away from the community of people, of believers, that have gathered, to the place of gathering, which is a church building. But here in this passage, it clearly says that Peter, unlike many of the people in his time, he had a revelation of who Jesus was. That he was the Son of God. Some say you're John the Baptist. Others say you're Elijah. Others say you're Jeremiah. But no, Peter had that revelation that Jesus was the Son of the living God. He had that revelation. And it says here that the church, that community, will be built upon that revelation. That Jesus is at the center of that community. He is the Son of God. In Life Center, I would say we're a community that have been called out from the world. And I would like to say that this community is totally built around Jesus. Not a building. You see, that is that solid rock, that foundation is built on Jesus. And the most important thing to Jesus is people. Not buildings, not projects, and they're all great. But community is built on a revelation. It's a bit like in the Old Testament when he selected a people group, the Israelites. They were the community, and that community was built upon the revelation of God, Yahweh, the one and only God. So the most important thing to Jesus is people. That we are a called out community by God. God calls us, and then we answer that calling. We are called by God. When we accept Jesus into our hearts, Holy Spirit moves on us, and we answer that calling. We answer his calling. He calls. He works on us. He draws us. He woos us. We are called by God. We are called as a community to God. That is the centrality of our faith. We are called by God, and we are called for God, for mission, and for a purpose. Like I said, the idea of God's called out community is absolutely throughout the Bible, not only New Testament. For example, like I said, in your Old Testament, we see the same image in a people called Israel. But they're not gathered around Jesus as such, but they're gathered around Yahweh. In the Hebrew, in the Old Testament, it was called the Kahal, the gathered community. And then later on, in the Greek translation, they inserted the word ecclesia. You can see in the Old Testament, they were a community built on Yahweh, and they were also a people of covenant. And you could see this when they did the whole procedure on cutting away the boy's skin. There was a physical mark which might make God's people distinct from everybody else. God in the Old Testament marked them physically as his own. But in the New Testament, it's different. It says in Romans, I believe, Paul says, you are marked, but through circumcision, not of flesh, but of your heart. Holy Spirit puts that seal on you. You're marked. You're in covenant with God. We're his people. And we're drawn into this marvelous community, this ecclesia, to be in fellowship and relationship with God, not to have a cushy life and to come to church every Sunday and listen to the preaching and then go away and live your life. No, we're commissioned. We are commissioned. We've got a job to do on this earth. Someone said it's not a cruise ship. You've not joined a club, a cruise ship, but you've hopped onto a lifeboat. You know? We've got work to do. The end is coming sooner than we think. There are souls out there that are lost in turmoil. We are a people that have been commissioned. We are a people, let that sink in this morning. We are the people that have been commissioned by God, the King of all kings. We have been commissioned, and each one of us here in this room, we've been chosen. We've been chosen and we've been commissioned. And we've been placed in our neighborhoods for a specific reason. Life Center has been placed in this building. We come here every Sunday. There's a reason for that. Mm, yeah. It's not. this is a nice space, this happens to be... No, 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 no. There is a reason for this location, as we well know. There is a reason, there is a commission that we come underneath and that we carry. You and me, what an honour it is. In your workplace, where you work, you've been commissioned to share Jesus, to invite somebody to church, to invite somebody to the ladies' meeting, to take somebody out for tea, coffee. We have a responsibility, and we have been commissioned by God. Matthew 28, verse 18 up, thank you. Scripture, however. The scripture I was looking for is go and make disciples of all nations. Let me have a look. Is that verse 19? There we go. Therefore, this is the Great Commission. Therefore, go. Go. The kingdom of God. It's about movement, it's about action. Faith without works is dead. It requires moving. Action. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That's our commission. Now, that doesn't mean you need to go to Africa or America on mission. Mission starts right here at home. Home turf. Next door, down your street. That's a mission field. For our kids and our youth, mission field is in school. For those of us, of you who are in university, boys and girls you come into contact with, that's your mission. That's your mission field. And you by being commissioned by God to bring that kingdom, to build his church. Do you know the church is not made up of bricks and mortar? It is made up of people. And Jesus Christ is the great cornerstone. I will build my church. And the church is you and me. It's the community of believers. You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. This is the rock on which the church is built upon. And it says in that passage, going back to Matthew 16, verse 13 to 19. Peter didn't learn that confession off by heart. He had revelation by the Holy Spirit. It's only by the work of the Spirit that people are saved. So the church was never plan B in the mind of God. The church was never meant to be an institute, a denomination. Denominations are not part of, it's a man-made thing. It really is, denominations. It's never meant to be, you never hear about denominations in the Word of God. You always hear about the kingdom of God, Jesus building his church. It was never meant to be an institute, but a called out people, community. If you look back in the Old Testament, the church was prophesied really all throughout the Old Testament, really, and it started with Abraham and his seed, and how his seed and how that seed of faith would bring other people into this community, into the knowledge of the living God. It says in Genesis 22, verse 18, all nations were to be blessed by the seed of Abraham. All nations. And in Isaiah 52, verse 15, it says, all nations would be sprinkled with the blood of Messiah. So our job is, as a people group, is to go and establish the rule of God and the influence of the kingdom, wherever we're positioned. We are called to bring the kingdom to our world. And what does that look like when we're called to bring the kingdom of God to our world? It looks like when there's war, we are called to intercede on behalf of these nations, to do practical things like go and feed the hungry. That is bringing the kingdom of God to our world. It's bringing that perfume of God to our communities. His rule, if you're a businesswoman or a businessman, is to bring the kingdom of God to that sphere of influence. We are carriers of that kingdom wherever we go. Built upon a real supernatural revelation. So you see in the Gospels, Jesus takes a packed lunch and feeds thousands of people. He's generous, he's kind. Jesus sets people free. And he sets people free, and there's no strings attached either. With no expectation really for people to follow him. Sometimes people get healed. You know, it's that story of the lepers, the 10 lepers. One returns and says, thank you. But the others toddle on. There's no strings attached. The kingdom of God, it says in Matthew 13, verse 33. It says, it is like, and this is a little parable, it is like a little bit of yeast. Okay? We're like a little bit of yeast. And once worked into the dough, those of us who've made bread at home, get a little bit of yeast, you work into the dough. And in time, it transforms, doesn't it? Expands the dough. And that's what we're meant to be, little disciples, little Jesuses, doing our bit as Holy Spirit leads. And in time, by doing that, the Church of the Living God is being built. It might not look like it, because church, when you look at it, look around, church attendance is low, seats are empty. But that's our commission, and that's our call, is to build his church. Like a seed in the ground, once planted, grows into a big tree, and birds of the air feed upon it. So, the kingdom of God is much bigger than coming to church on a Sunday. Much bigger. Number one is a called up community. And we are called and we are commissioned by God to go out there, share Jesus with people, lay hands on the sick, help somebody in need. We are called to be influencers. Don't you know you can be impacted by the kingdom of God but not be in church? That's right, isn't it? It's not always about making Christians and making discipleships. Sometimes it's about feeding the poor, just being generous. That's bringing the kingdom of God to your community and to your area. Our hope, of course, is they get to church and they get saved. But let's be a people that we give things away with no strings attached. That's quite difficult, isn't it, sometimes, you know? Can be a challenge, because ultimately you want them to be coming to church, coming to the ladies' meeting. But what happens if you're just sowing a little seed and somebody else down the line will reap that harvest? As the body of believers, the church, it is the vehicle of the kingdom. It is called out of this world by God, for God, and to God. And the kingdom is coming in its completeness. So this morning, let's be encouraged throughout the wars, the turmoil, the heartache, the grief. Let's fix our eyes on Jesus. It's so important for us to fix our eyes on him in this day and age. And to know that he is building his church. And there is a harvest out there, because it said so in the Word of God, there is a harvest to reap out there for his glory and for his kingdom. We are called and we are commissioned. What an honour and what a privilege to be called out and be commissioned by God. Amen. So we have work on our hands. We have work on our hands. We really do. Because the end is coming. Time is running out. Nobody knows the time or the hour. It says, but the signs are there. So I'm just praying and hoping that you have been encouraged this morning, that we've been reminded that we have been commissioned by God for God. And this church, Life Centre Church, will be built and the kingdom of God will be established. Amen. Shall we close maybe with singing maybe one song, that lovely one about holy, 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 and let's just continue.